ओम शांति। 28th December 2018, फ्राइडे। टुडेज ब्लेसिंग इज मे यू बी एन एम्बॉडीमेंट ऑफ सक्सेस हु अचीव्स सक्सेस इन सर्विस विद द पावर्स टू डिसर्न एंड डिसाइड दोस हु रिकॉग्नाइज द फादर themselves, the time, the Brahmin family, and their elevated task, with the power of discernment, and then decide what they want to become and what they have to do, are the ones who always achieve success in their service, in the things they do, and in coming into connection and relationship with others. The basis of being an embodiment of success in service through mind, words and deeds is the power to discern and decide. So Baba is talking about two powers, power to decide and power to discern. And we have recognized five things. First, ourselves, self. And second, God. And third, this Brahmin family. And our elevated task, kartavya, and fifth time. Baba said you have recognized these three things, and because of this you have the power to discern, and that's why you have also the power to decide. We have understood who we are, but the question still remains, have I really understood the complex set of sanskars that I am? Have I really understood my own emotions? Have I understood the emotion and the mood swings that occur? Have I understood how do I react in particular situation? Can I guess, or it is impulsive? I do not know from where my reactions are emerging. Are they in my control, or some deep-rooted habit is responsible for those reactions? So first is self-recognition, self-identity. The world is suffering from identity crisis, but have I myself come out of this identity crisis? What I am in the morning, am I the same throughout the day? What I am in silence and solitude, am I the same in crowd and during speech? Or is there a harmony in thought, word and deed? Or everything is in disorder? So the first is self-identification, self-recognition. The second, Baba said, you have recognized who God is. But again, the same question, have I really understood Him? His mind, the nature of God, the mind of God, the emotions of God, the form of God. And to understand His mind, we must have thoroughly read whatever he has said till now. And you pick up every new Murli and you will find something new which you never knew. And then you realize that how less I have understood him. So second is deepening our understanding of God. The third is this Brahmin family. Baba said, you have recognized this family. But I find a lot of discord, disharmony between them and me. Sanskars are in the stage of strife and friction. Am I all the time positive for this family? Or my mind sometimes resort to some negativity for this family? And probably because of strong karmic accounts, sometimes I become very much pessimistic. Or because of my own ego, I do not understand what this family is. And the fourth is Kartavya. Have I understood for what task I have come in this world? In today's Sakar Murli, Baba said, you, every one of you is Sanjay. Sanjay is the one who shows the path to others. It's not just one Sanjay, but every one of you is Sanjay. Sanjay is shown as a charioteer in Mahabharata. He was guiding the blind, the born blind, Dhritarashtra. So Sanjay is someone who shows path to the blind. Baba said, each one of you is Sanjay. To what extent I have understood my task, what for I have come in this world, is that task fulfilled or it's all hazy in front of me and I do not know? It is shown that whether messengers of God or those avatars, incarnations of God, when they came in this world, their vision was crystal clear. They knew for what task they have come. There was not a single moment of slumber. In today's Sakar Murli, Baba said, you have to do service, don't sleep. So they were in this state of spiritual awakening all the time. They never went into spiritual hibernation, stagnation, sleep, or the period of somnolence. They were ever awake, alert, vigilant, watchful, all the time. And that spiritual vigilance kept them aware of their task, their elevated task for which they came in this world. Outside, it appeared they are very ordinary, but inside, there is a volcano of power, a desire to flood the world with God's message. And the last, you have recognized time. Have I really? If I had, probably I would not waste my time. I would not live my life the way I am living at present. If I critically analyze my day, I will find there are so many holes, loopholes, so many time wasters still in my life. So Baba said, you have recognized these five things: yourself, God, family, your own task and time. So one should ask oneself all these five questions. Now today we are going to discuss something very important. Baba said about the power to discern. Decide. When do we achieve this power of decision making or discernment? You have these two powers. They are included in our eight powers. So, how to sharpen the power of decision and power of discernment? How do you? Life is about decision making. Everywhere we have to make decision. What time to get up is a decision. What time to sleep is a decision. Where to go, where not to go is a decision. What job to do, what job not to do is a decision. Which class to attend, which class not to attend is a decision. Where to join, where not to join is a decision. Everything, if you see whole life, whole day, what to eat, what not to eat. What to wear, what not to wear. What vehicle to use, what not to use. It's all about decision. How much time to spend with children? How much time to do job? Should I do full-time job or part-time job? Should I give some time to children or more time to children? This is all decisions in life. Should I continue with the daily routine which I am having now, or I need to change? It's a decision. Everywhere life means decision making. We have to just decide, should I continue with this relationship or should I break? It's a decision. Decision about Gyan, decision about Yoga, decision about churning, decision about Dharanas, decision about disciplines, decision about Seva. Should I do this Seva now? Or should I postpone it? Should I say yes? Should I say no? Where should I do Seva? Should I do it? Should I stay at room in my home? Or should I go to center? Should I go to center or should I go to Madhuban? It's all about decisions. Should I stay in this country or go to another country? It's all about decisions. So, life is all about decision. And for decision, you need power to discern. You have to discern. Discriminate things. So, what are the steps? Whenever we think of decision, we need to have certain steps. So, what are the steps of decision making? First of all, overcome all fears. Try to know the fears. The process of decision making starts with knowing fears. If I take this decision, what things can happen? What are the hidden fears in my mind? If I take this step, what are the fears? Am I aware of those fears? Probably there are many fears in my mind. And because of those fears, I am not taking a particular decision. So deep within myself, there is a fear which is hidden, and because of that hidden fear, I am not able to take many decisions of life. Try to analyze that fear. Try to know that fear in all details. Many of our fears are imaginary, unnatural, baseless, and they terrify us. And the more we are ignorant, the more they are intimidating. So the first stage in decision making is to know your fears. It's a very important step in any decision making. Decision making about anything in life. Whether the decision is to get up early in the morning, there is a fear that I might feel sleepy throughout the day. If I try to change the time of my Amrit Vela, if I try to change my diet, probably I fear health issues. If I try to change my job timings, From full time, I've turned it into part time. I fear I may not be able to pay the bills. Anything. There is a fear. So trying to know that fear is very important in decision making. The second part, step in decision making, gather all the information. Gather all the information. Whenever you have to take any decision, you should have facts with you. All things. Collect information, collect fact findings. So another step is to gather all the information. The third step in decision making is try to find out whether it is impulsive or an intelligent decision. Impulsive means just something happened and immediately on the spur of time you decide that I have to do this. Baba is saying, talking about success in service through mind, word, and this is the power to discern and decide. So, success will not come if the decision is suddenly an impulsive one, taken because of certain situation, and then you repent, and guilt consciousness happens. So, try to make your decision intelligent decision, based on proper facts. The next step is find the worst case scenario. What will happen at the worst if I do this? At the worst, what is the thing that is going to happen? If I decide, earlier only we are deciding on the, it is known as worst case scenario. What is the worst that can happen to me if I take this decision? So trying to know worst case scenario will decrease those fears which are hidden in the mind. So even write down, what they say is to make a spreadsheet. Spreadsheet is a chart where you write down benefits and the disadvantages about the decision. And even write down what is the worst that can happen. That will lighten the mind if you can think of that. And another thing is, try to find out, is this decision reversible or irreversible? Permanent or temporary? If it is reversible, go ahead with it. You can even reverse it. But there are certain decisions, like a couple is there and they are thinking of divorce. One is in Gyan and one is not in Gyan. There are certain decisions which are going to be irreversible. There are certain decisions which are reversible. So always try to know, is the decision reversible or irreversible, permanent or temporary. This is a very important thing to know about decision making. And then next step, 5-Y techniques. 5-Y technique. What is 5-Y technique? Let us take example of Amrit Vela. Somebody gets up at Amrit Vela at 3:45. Now he wants to get up little earlier. So he decides that I have to get up at 3:30. 15 minutes I have to go back. 5-Y technique means, first why. Why I have to get up early? Then answer. Second, why I want to get up early? Because to have greater or good duration of Amrit Vela. Why I am not able to get early? Because I stay up late at night. I don't get enough sleep. Why I don't get enough sleep? Because I have to do certain task. Why I have to do certain task? Because I am addicted to them. Probably. Why I am addicted to them? Because I have been doing it for a long time. Ask 5 times why. Every answer, go back. Why that? One doesn't get up at morning because he's spending a lot of time in social media before sleeping. Why I am spending that much time? Is it necessary? Can I change the time? Again, if I change the time, then what will happen? Why I need to change the time? because I cannot get up early, because I am sleep hunger is there. There are many people who are suffering from sleep deprivation. If you see at centers, sisters are so busy, they have no time for sleep. They are staying awake till 11 o'clock and they have to get up at Amrit Vela. I don't know if one stays up at 11 or 11.30 or 12, what sort of and what quality of Amrit Vela one can have with sleep deprivation. So, sleep deprivation. So keep on asking why. Everything. I have to go to Madhuban. Why? Because this thing. I am not able to go to Madhuban. Why? Because I have some other task to do somewhere. Why I have that task to do? Because I don't have any other time. This is known as 5-Y techniques. Then, next step is become devil's advocate. What is devil advocate? Just as a case is there in court, there is one lawyer who is talking, who is on my side, and there is another lawyer who is arguing against me. So become your own devil's advocate. Argue against your decision. As if there is somebody else. Because by that you will get to know some other perspective. For example, I decide I have to get up at 3:30 rather than 3:45. I should say, why are you wasting your time? Why you are doing like this? You are so happy. Continue what you are doing. There is no point in getting up 5 minutes earlier. You will sleep if you get up 5 minutes earlier. Arguing against our own decisions. I decide to go for a walk. Why should I go for a walk? Sit at room and read Murli. Why wasting time? This is argument against. I have to increase my time of yoga. Why? Baba has told never to sit up at one place and do yoga. You can do while moving around and talking around. I decide that I have to stay silent. Baba said, keep on doing service throughout the day. There should not happen a single day where you have not given Baba's introduction. That's one sentence in today's Murli. Argue against your own decisions. You have one decision. Now become devil's advocate. That is known as becoming devil's advocate. And start arguing against your decision. That is next step. Devil's advocate. Another is, as a friend, advise yourself. As a good wisher. I have taken a decision that I have to stay away from this particular person or this relationship. As if somebody else has come and he is advising me. Okay, what decision you are taking, is it going to help you or not? So, as a friend, we are advising. And then, try to know positive and negative sides of the decision. Write down both. Advantages, disadvantages. How many times I go to center? 3 times, 4 times, every day. Why I am not able to go every day? Because the distance. Or because I don't like some person there. Or some of the attitudes. Or the way they relate moodily. Something is there. And I feel reluctant. Why? And also write down, these are the, on the basis of this, I am taking decision. So positive things, negative things. Positive things, negative things. Advantage, disadvantages. And one more thing is, try to take decision after complete analysis of the situation. Don't, as I said, don't take impulsive decisions for which you have to repent later on. Decision making is a very important thing in life, and every moment we take decision. Sitting here after this class finishes, where I have to go, that's a decision. What I have to drink, that's a decision. With whom I have to talk and with whom I am not to talk, that's a decision. So, for a very good decision, And life is a process of decision making. And one more thing, if you make a false, wrong decision, learn from it and try to analyze it, that was a wrong decision, and we should have even the courage to accept that I have made a wrong decision. And I learned from this, and now I take new decisions based on facts. Sometimes we have to take instant decision. Yeah, but even when we take instant decisions, sometimes many things are like based on our previous experiences, we take that decision. But there might be some situations where you have to take immediately decide about it. But then decision taking is an art. You should have the habit. One is, like in medical practice, there are patients who are very, very stable, and there are patients who are emergency. That is known as critical care. One is general, another is critical care. Critical care management is an entirely different thing, where you have to take decision instantly at that moment. You can't predict, because like in our medicine, patient comes and we have to take 10 decisions at that moment only. Sometimes even without talking with the relatives, because there is no time. If I don't take the decision, patient dies. I have to take instant and immediate decision. Patient is gasping and about to die. So, just as medicine is entirely about decision making, life is also about decision making. Now, whether you have been given some time to decide or you have no time for decision, instant decision. So, whenever, even if you take instant decisions, you have few seconds with you. One can link with Baba immediately. And though we may not undergo so many processes for decision, but still, taking a decision, going in front of Baba and taking that decision and immediately coming down and taking it and then be ready. And one more thing, then I'll come to you. If there are two options, option A, option B, I have taken option B. Now don't regret that there was an option A. Forget it. Believe as if this is the only thing. Option B is the only option I have taken. There's an English book. I don't know who has written it, but very famous book, Option B. Have you read that? Anybody? Option B. That's written by some Google or Facebook's some top not person. One of our patient was admitted, double foreigner, and she was reading that, and I asked her what is it, and she said to me that this is a very famous book, and in that the author, the lady, her husband died, and she felt, my life is shattered, nothing has remained, what to do in life without him. And then how she thought of option B. That was option A, and there is always an option B in life. So try to find option B. What is the option B? This is option A which I have taken. Now what is option B? So even if the instant decision we have to take, take the decision, go ahead, and forget that there is any other decision, any other option. This is the only option. Go ahead, and then after the decision, analyze the situation, review the situation. If you feel it is a wrong decision, it's okay. Learn from it and go ahead. Yes, sister, you are saying something. Yeah. Always trust your instinct. One more point I forgot. Thanks for reminding. That's one more, maybe 10th point. Always trust your gut feelings, your instincts, while taking any decision in life. Rather than believing in what others say, others might tell you, do this, do that, but I always have gut instinct, gut feelings within me. So always trust your gut feelings, instincts, intuitions, some of the touchings that come from the Baba, or what your sixth sense, Chati Indriya, says, that is also important. So this is a very difficult thing to understand. There are many words like this. One is intuition, second is touching, third is ESP, extrasensory perception, another is sixth sense and your gut feeling. These are all interconnected things. I don't know how to distinguish between these things, but they are all interconnected things. So you can use any one of this. So these are some of the ways. We'll just revise what are the ways to take any decision. First, overcome the fear. There is a fear associated with decisions. One. Second, gather all the information before you take any decision. Third, whether the decision is impulsive or intelligent decision. Try to find out. Then next, worst case scenario. At the most, the worst thing that can happen if I take this decision. Try to know that. Then, 5 whys. Try to reversible or irreversible decision. That's very important. If it is a reversible, it's fine. You go ahead. Don't, no stress. If it is irreversible, then you have to take more time. Don't be impulsive there. So, reversible, irreversible. Then, 5 whys. Why? Ask why 5 times. Why this? And then, next. Devil's advocate. Become devil's advocate. Argue against your own thing. You become your a lawyer who is fighting against you. So become somebody who argues against you. Then become your own friend. A friend who comes and advises you this. Then next. Positive and negative. Advantages and disadvantages of the decision. Then intuition. Okay. Trust your gut feelings. Okay, so these are some of the steps in taking decision. So Baba is saying you have recognized yourself, the father, time, your elevated task and Brahmin family. 5 things you have recognized, and that's why you have the power to discern, to discriminate and to decide. And for good decision, you have to spend some time with yourself. Without that, good decisions will is not going to happen. Journaling is a very good thing. Whatever decision you have to make, journal it, write it, and then think, and then analyze, and then see the worst thing, the worst scenario, devil's advocate or whatever we talked of, 5 whys, and everything about it. And then a good decision comes out. And even if the decision is wrong, it's okay. Correct it next time. So long it is irreversible. If it is irreversible, then it might be difficult. Drama. Yeah, that's the last thing. Then use the word drama ultimately. Okay, Om Shanti.